This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI in an internal FBI bulletin is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new social media platform Parler has been dropped by Amazon Web Services. That in itself has made finding a new hosting service almost impossible. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
After Parler was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the social media app has gone dark, having their web hosting canceled by Amazon. The company is suing Amazon over their shutdown, calling the move motivated by politics and anti-competition. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Massey tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many obstacles to overcome.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem, we'll call up a new vendor, right? We call up the vendor, we're all good to go, and then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something, we can't host you. Bye. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day, and hopefully soon, as soon as possible. But this is a real challenge. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own everything, in order to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The Alabama Crimson Tide won the national championship game Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Alabama Crimson Tide have claimed their 18th national championship, routing Ohio State in the college football playoff championship game 52-24. With the win, Alabama head coach Nick Saban now has 7 national championships to his credit, passing Bear Bryant for the most all time. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones threw for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith scored 3 touchdowns, finishing the night with 12 catches and 215 yards. Running back Najee Harris added 79 yards and 2 more scores on the ground. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Alabama quarterback Mac Jones after the game.
Players, obviously, and the fans are sticking with us all year. We set this as a goal to potentially be the greatest team to ever play, and I think we made a valid statement in winning the national championship tonight. And who would have thought we would have won every game, all SEC schedule, with everything going on, and then to finish off the last couple games the way we did. I'm just so proud of my teammates and the coaches and everyone that supported us.
Foldable phones might have some competition as the hottest thing in mobile right now. LG kicked off Consumer Electronics Show 2021 in Las Vegas on Monday by introducing a rollable smartphone. TCL is teasing its own rollable phone. The tech company released a new video of its 6.7-inch phone that can expand to a 7.8-inch tablet with a simple tap of a finger. CES 2021 is not open to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson time. That's what we're talking about. The best-selling author, media and legal analyst is with us. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Hey, doing okay. Just trying to grapple with the new realities that we now face.
It is clear. Yes, it is a new reality. This is not your father's America any longer, is it?
No, no, definitely not. As a matter of fact, what we find out, and it's something that Matt Gaetz, the great congressman from Florida, has tweeted, that now the Twitter terms of service trump the Constitution.
Yes.
And it basically shows there's been... As the tech oligarchs basically flex their tech muscle that they shouldn't have, we realize that the power really is not in Washington. They say representative government as we know it has been completely transformed, and this incredible power is in the hands of these tech oligarchs, who now have demonstrated a brazen, just an unbelievable brazen misuse of power to deprive individuals and groups from their ability to express themselves and communicate with others. And unfortunately, it's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm. So forget even about the 230 issue any longer. I mean, they are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down and exercising their power because of what they were able to do in this last election, clearly, right? So it's like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, the power syndicate owes them, do they not?
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear that the tech oligarchs feel that they've cleared the hurdle, that they no longer have a challenge from either the Republican Party or from President Trump, because, you know, they expect that basically their globalist choice, Joe Biden, will take the reins. And now that the same procedure was used in Georgia for the runoff that was used in the presidential election, these very far left, very dangerous individuals have been essentially installed. Mm-hmm. And Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. And already Joe Manchin already told the press, well, I'm more inclined now to accept and vote for D.C. and Puerto Rico as a state, which means a lot of the never-Trumpers were saying, well, there are decent people in the Democrat Party, and they're not unrestrained because Joe Manchin, for example, he's not going to go along with these really radical plans. Well, he's just announced that, yes, he will.
Right.
And so what the tech oligarchs are feeling is that there's no check and balance to their power and that they're really in charge. And, of course, who's directing them? The Chinese government.
Exactly.
People at Davos, the World Economic Forum, the globalists. And so we see a topsy-turvy world where we're going. America appears to be headed into a very dark, dark moment. And it's really, the amazing development, the most significant development, even though it was outrageous, that people that stormed Congress, mm-hmm. that the press is going crazy about, who were not Trump supporters, people from BLM and Antifa, and
do we have a breakdown on the numbers, James? Do we have a breakdown?
I think there's about 100 people mm-hmm. that were the agent provocateurs from different groups. I don't know the breakdown from BLM and Antifa, but the point is, BLM and Antifa are on Twitter.
Yes.
The Ayatollah is on Twitter. The president of Iran is on Twitter. The official press of China is on Twitter. And the president of the United States
yes.
has been deprived summarily by a Twitter CEO from expressing himself. And a whole host of conservatives, prominent conservatives, mm-hmm. including Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and others, have migrated to Parler. And what I was going to say, the most significant thing that's happened is Parler had their servers in the cloud handled mm-hmm. by a subsidiary of Amazon that handles cloud servers.
Right.
And Amazon deprived them, deplatformed Parler. It is dark as we speak. That is the most heinous, unbelievable act of censorship by a tech company in the history of the world. And it mm-hmm. is done arbitrarily because Parler was an open place where conservatives had migrated to mm-hmm. to have free speech. Certainly, if you dug into Parler, you would find some rare exceptional people, some of whom were agent provocateurs, who advocate the wrong things, advocate violence. But on Twitter, there's hardcore porn.
Yes.
As I mentioned, there's our enemies are on Twitter. And yet, Amazon deplatformed Parler. They did not deplatform a whole host of evil, obnoxious, hardcore pornographic sites that also use their cloud. Mm-hmm. So the idea that now the connective infrastructure of the digital world is being used to silence political speech, it is as if, truly, as if in the old days, the telephone company, or in today's world, the power company, mm-hmm. said, we're going to match up the voter rolls with electrical power, and we're going to cut the power of anyone we disagree with politically.
Exactly.
These are acts that we, mm-hmm. and the left is cheerleading this.
Well, of course, and you got AOC. They may go to AOC and look for her hit list. I mean, she says she has a hit list. Anybody that supported Trump should be targeted.
Absolutely, and there's a whole host of people. I mean, the social media is filled with calls for tribunals and Stalin-like show trials and punishment.
Oh, sure.
And it is this. That's why I say, you said it's not your grandfather's America. Well, I guess it depends where your grandfather came from.
Yeah.
It's more like your great grandfather's. But the thing is, in human history, the natural kind of status of humankind is to live in tyranny. Most people who grew up in the world lived in a form of tyranny. The idea that this experiment here in America isn't the norm is easily demonstrated not to be so by looking at history.
Exactly. Well, this is why the forces have been trying to snuff out freedom's light forever. We've got more. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry and local leaders in Mozambique recently initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language, and it's already receiving positive responses. The program is geared towards training pastors, but seekers and new believers also tune in to the broadcasts. One listener shared his journey of repentance after hearing a lesson on the parable of the prodigal son. He shares that while he was not a believer, this broadcast helped him to see that he was a sinner in need of forgiveness. He says, "I need repentance because I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me." It's exciting to hear from unbelievers who've been enlightened and are now putting their faith in Christ after listening to the Tide Radio program.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and we're we're committed to that for as long as we can continue to exist on this radio channel. We thank you for joining in and supporting the cause, because our commitment to you is to make sure that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're not going to listen to the Democratic propagandists, the ruling class. We have been told time and again, it's our commitment, it is our mandate to speak truth to power, and power has gotten out of hand, and look what it's done to us. I was saying earlier, James, that you know, politics has misserved the American people. It has not been beneficent whatsoever. It has us at each other's throats, and because of that, I think more than ever, you know, the great reset that should be taking place is from the American people themselves, to realize that we're not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we are first Americans, and our rights come from God, and they were clearly enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. We have had over a million people die for the cause of this American dream, and it's up to this current generation and for this time to take a stand for all those that went before us, to pay the ultimate sacrifice and to surrender their lives to freedom. How can we let it go so easily?
No, we can't. And I just want to mention, you said we're to stay on the air as long as we can. There's a ghost from the past that I think will return. It was called the Fairness Doctrine. Hmm. And it's Orwellian in its yes. name, because what it is the Muzzle Doctrine.
Right.
Before the Fairness Doctrine, there was no talk radio. The Democrats are going to try to bring that back, I believe. And so, yes, we have to continue to fight for freedom, but there is only one issue that we, as the conservative movement, have to focus on. And I think every organization, whether they're a pro-life organization, a pro-Second Amendment, whatever their initial mission is, they have to change focus. There's only one mission in America, and that is to restore free and fair elections. If we don't have that, we have nothing. And so we have to start at the local level. We have to rid ourselves of corrupt secretaries of state, mm-hmm. corrupt governors, corrupt employees that work in the electoral system. We have to start at that level. We have to activate our movement, single focus. Because yeah. if we don't do that, after what we've witnessed, we will never, never have a semblance of freedom, because our leaders will be unaccountable. And yeah. leaders like Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, Gretchen Whitmer, Governor of Michigan, Andrew Cuomo, the Governor of New York, they don't act like leaders who are worried about whether their constituents are going to vote for them. Mm-hmm. They act like leaders that are kowtowing to an agenda and to a power from the globalist elite. For example, here in California, Gavin Newsom is summarily, systematically destroying the economy of what used to be the seventh largest economy in the world. There is no leader on earth that would do that if they were worried about their constituents.
Right.
So he's worried
about his constituents, but his constituents are not the citizens of California. That's what people need to wake up to. The other thing is to realize is that we talk about free and fair elections. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, what we saw in 60 Minutes, Nancy, even Republican operatives there in Georgia say there's nothing here, that it was a free and fair election. We've had, what, I don't know, maybe 50 lawsuits that have gone to courts that the judges have rejected. I mean, just wholesale, right across the board. They didn't want to hear about it. The Supreme Court turned their back on a free and fair election, or at least giving an opportunity for 70 some million people to have their voice heard and their grievance addressed. I mean, if that continues, James, what happened at the Capitol, I think, is rather foreboding. This could be a preview of things yet to come.
It is foreboding, and it is, it's not a, a very good thing to have 75 million people totally frustrated with what appears to be no representation.
Yes.
And no ability to proceed in a representative democracy in a republic way. It's, you know, it's exemplified by the kinds of statements. Joe Biden hasn't taken power yet, and he makes the most outrageous, obnoxious statements. Obviously, he didn't write, but basically calling the millions of people, the hundreds of thousands of people that were gathered peacefully, domestic terrorists.
Right.
And proposing, as the Democrat Party has, a new domestic terrorist bill which will criminalize people gathering in a Trump rally.
Yeah. Well, why didn't they do that for Black Lives Matter and Antifa? I mean, we went through 9 months of summer destruction, and they turned a blind eye to that, but now it's Trump.
But
and
they laugh. They relish the hypocrisy. They laugh at the hypocrisy. They're relishing their power. And Biden, by the way, discussed the destruction of businesses. He said he's going to help only minority businesses, black businesses, only those. So this is not, the Democrat Party has made a decision not to represent America.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrat Party, even when they're going to claim to pass legislation to help people, they're going to eliminate people that they think don't vote for them. Probably the only people they'll help are those that service the Dominion voting machine.
Right. Well, we got to keep that going because it's all about sustaining the lives and the station in life of the ruling class. They are desperate to maintain this. And James, if something does not happen, I mean, the idea of term limits and everything else is out the door. This ruling class will continue to engrave themselves and to make sure that their livelihood and their future within this compromised political process and U.S. government is maintained.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a time, the other thing is that people have to realize they can't tune in to any mainstream media, and they can't tune in even to Fox News. They're not getting the truth. Most of big tech, most websites do not have the truth, so they have to carefully cherry pick. They have to go to talk radio, to shows like yours.
We may end up having to go into code. We may have to establish a code system here that you really can't, let your words have meaning.
No, I know exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? A Bill Martinez decoder ring.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Seriously. It's that we're going to have to mollify our speech in such a way. It's kind of like people of faith, James. You know, people of faith, we understand our language, and we understand when somebody is speaking truth and when they're speaking of godly issues. It speaks to our heart. And, maybe just in talking to you, maybe there needs to be something in order for us to be able to offset these prevailing forces that are going to come at us. With all the canceling and all the pernicious and evil attacks that they will no doubt exercise. I mean, if they're doing it to President Trump, what are they going to do to us? We got about 30 seconds left, James. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Yeah, it's a very difficult time. I think the most important thing is localism, is locally. And it starts, obviously, it starts with faith. It starts with prayer. It starts with our relationship with God. And then it moves out into our family and our friends and our local community.
The one and only No Baloney, James Herson, right here. Thank you, James. Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI, in an internal FBI bulletin, is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
That's what we need, all kinds of encouragement here, even from Danny Gokey. Look, at it's, as they say, sometimes it's darkest before the dawn here, and I can understand why people are panicking. I want to bring on Dan Gaynor right now, the Vice President of Media Research Center, and talking about, you know, what is happening on this war on free speech. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's such an important time.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Dan, shows like ours, I mean, all the great work that MRC is doing is all going to come to scrutiny because, you know, in the genre of free speech heretofore, we've been able to, you know, to talk for the most part. I mean, yes, most recently you've had the cancel culture, but now the cancel culture has been weaponized and almost codified here.
Yeah, and that's with the new administration, it may well be. President Trump refused to sign on to what's known as the Christchurch Agreement. And that is a global agreement that big tech has signed on to about restricting so-called hate speech.
Yes.
Remember, and you'll hear the term hate speech a lot now going forward. Understand something. There's no clear definition of it. It's not unconstitutional. And the left is trying to make it unconstitutional, trying to make it a crime, and they define it in such vague terms. It's basically anything they don't like.
Exactly.
That's hate speech.
Yeah, I mean, and they're the arbiters of hate speech.
Of course. because you wouldn't set up a speech code that you didn't control.
Right.
So it's like all this leftist claptrap. It moves. So somebody like J.K. Rowling, who is a great example of both cancel culture and hate speech, 10 years ago or so, J.K. Rowling was lionized for her portrayal of troubled people. She was adored by the LGBT community, etc. And, I mean, J.K. Rowling is liberal. But she sees the problem of transgenders, in sports and things, and has defended people who question this. And so now she's a pariah.
Yes.
Even though she's liberal. And the only people defending her, by and large, are conservatives.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because that's been the case. I mean, even when liberals get attacked, it is the conservative media who comes alongside and defends them because of our First Amendment right. And now it's just being, torn asunder here.
Well, the problem we've got is, I agree that we need to think of this in terms of rights, but the Internet is populated by private companies. And so right now those private companies have the legal authority to do whatever the heck they want to stuff that we post there because they're private companies. It's interesting that the left, which thinks that, they can force a couple $100,000 a year bakery to make a cake that they don't like,
right,
because it violates their religious faith. Mm-hmm. But we can't force the largest companies in human history, the most powerful companies in human history, to acknowledge the First Amendment.
But what they're setting themselves up is to be redefined here. I mean, they've been able to get away with this because as a private company, on top of that, they've gotten exoneration by the government. You talk about things being codified. I mean, they are, self-controlled oligarchs here is what they've evolved to. And Congress has tried to broach this in the last couple of years. But I think with what's happening right now, they have to get really serious about this 230 issue and then opening up the gate to accountability to the people to which they serve.
Yeah, the problem we've got is, and with 230, is that both left and right raise questions about it. But here's the questions they raise. The left wants social media to restrict conservative speech more. The right wants social media to restrict conservative speech less.
Yes.
If you notice that conversation, what's not being discussed? Nobody's trying to restrict liberal speech.
Exactly.
It's just not an issue. All that's happening is basically the left keeps trying to redefine what you can say. You can't. I mean, we're certainly heading down a path where religious objections to gay marriage, religious objections to all sorts of, I mean, appalling practices that people do that I won't even discuss on radio, that you won't be able to make those moral judgments. There's a whole list of protected groups in the massively ridiculous Facebook content rules that you're not supposed to criticize. You're not supposed to criticize, things so much that they could take down anything. Facebook decided yesterday that they're going to remove any posts with the phrase "Stop the steal."
Right. Yeah. We had a radio group send out an email to all their hosts saying, we're not going to talk about Stop the Steal. We're going to talk about voter fraud. And if you do, you will be immediately separated from the company. Can you believe that?
Well, I understand why they did that, because we're in such a cancel culture mode that if one of their employees gets quoted by the New York Times, as the left wants to do, then they could lose all their advertisers and the entire company could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's happening here, from a real-life standpoint, is a lot of good people are being put in a situation where they've got to make choices to how to put food on the table in the middle of a pandemic.
So the heck with the Constitution, right?
Well, the heck with the Constitution.
No. I know that you're not saying that, Dan, but I'm just saying that what we're running to is that if we cannot stand on the Constitution, it's indefensible. So now we've got to kowtow to really what it comes down to. You know, as you were talking, I'm thinking about these groups. I mean, in many cases, these are exceptional groups. I mean, these, you know, that are fighting this. The majority of Americans believe in the Constitution, but nobody wants to bring that up to say, well, look, it's not even on its face. It's not even constitutional. So why are we even having the conversation?
The conversation because online, you know, our rights online are unclear. Our rights offline are very clear. It's been hundreds of years proving them. And because these are globalist entities, often who employ people who are not from this country, they don't look at the Constitution with the same love and respect.
But when they go to China, they look at China's rules with love and respect. And
they'll get killed otherwise.
Right, exactly.
There's 1.4 or 3 billion people in China. Yeah. If they want to deal with them, they must kowtow to Chinese rules. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get people like LeBron James, who's got $500 million, but is willing to sell the Uyghur Muslims, you know, into genocide.
Yes, right.
It's all about the ducats, about money.
Well, you know, we are in no doubt. We're selling our souls out, our conscience, our morality out to these big tech powers. And there's got to be something, Dan. You know, those of us who believe in the Constitution have to support that. Like you said, you know, conservatives will run and rally to liberals. And look, if the liberals aren't going to rally, at least conservatives in mass need to rally in a demonstrative way in support of the Constitution.
Right, and that's why the Media Research Center has been leading this group of now 75 conservative organizations pushing for free speech, Free Speech Alliance.
Yeah, and I saw that Brent Bozell has been leading the way, and you've got all these signatures on this declaration, and dare I say, not only organizations, but this needs to catch on organically to where the every man and woman are signing on to this, because this comes back to first principles, does it not?
Yes, it does, and we owe it to the founders to keep it as we were told.
Well, we owe it on both ends. The founders, the many, the millions plus people who sacrificed and paid the ultimate sacrifice for freedom in America, you know, for our grandkids and the next generation that's coming up. And on top of that, we owe it to ourselves to be the ones to have enough courage to say, look at, the line is drawn in the sand, and this is where it is, and this is where it's going to get resolved. And as I've been saying repeatedly, you know, democracy demands courage, Dan Gaynor.
I love that phrase.
Yeah. He's the vice president of MRC. Dan Gaynor has been with us. Thank you, Dan. Take care. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assists in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
You know, this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me say yesterday, look at the big question that stands before us is, how has the political organization and our political outlets, how have they served us? Are we better off or are we worse off? And what they have managed to do is divide us, and all under that tried and true axiom of united we stand, divided we fall. You know, there are forces that want us at each other's throat. Can you not see that? I mean, that is really clear. And they want us at each other's throat so that we're easily manipulated and malleable, because they know that if they line up with one group, they only got 50% to contend with or less. But if we are united and the forces try to come against us, and come against our first principles, which happen to be totally based on the U.S. Constitution, they have hell to pay. And they're not going to be able to overcome. So as I said yesterday, this isn't about Republican and Democrat and Independent. If you're still holding on to that, you're not going to help out here in unifying this country. What we need to go back to, and it's okay that we've gone down this road, these individual roads that have separated us, but we can come back. And what will draw us back is our morality, our love of God, our love of God's people, the U.S. Constitution, first principles, and the American dream of what it was all about and what it still is a government of, for, by, we, the people, which means we're the ones that participate in it. We're the ones that manage it. We are the beneficiaries of said government, not a ruling class of elites, not a particular party. It's not the way it works. It never was intended this way. But because it's been aberrated, we find ourselves in absolute chaos right now. I say absolute chaos for some, you know, as I said before, some are very happy with what's happened. They are elated that Joe Biden's going to be the 46th president. Well, equally so, we have people that are not very happy, and they're very upset because of all that has taken place. That's the bottom line. But how do we come together? It is not going to be in the midst of the political process.
Enough said about that commentary. Now it's time for some good news. You ready for that? And on this Happy New Year season, we've got Samantha Mao with us, the Good News Girl. And she's the Good News Girl, titled appropriately, because she comes with a basket of good news every week. And we're so grateful that Sam comes on, and she's so faithful, you know, to come on the show every week. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here talking about some good news. You know, I think we all needed this week even more than usual. So, you know, I always love coming here and telling you all these good stories.
Well, starting off, we got a 12-year-old girl that raises $30,000 for a homeless man who returned her grandmother's wallet. Boy, talk about paying it forward here, huh?
That's right. So, you know, whenever you're struggling to just find a warm shelter or just to find food on the table, I mean, it's really hard to do something like turn in a lost wallet. I think that, you know, your first instinct, at least your first consideration, might be using this money to get yourself at least a warm meal. But Sean Curry, whenever this was in San Rafael, California, on December 10th, he found a wallet that belonged to 80-year-old Mill Valley resident. Her name is Evelyn Topper. And Evelyn had been, she'd gone to get some coffee for herself and some boba tea for her and her friends, and her wallet fell out. She was in a panic. She said all her credit cards, all her medical stuff, everything was in there. And so she's in a panic, and then just a little while later, she gets a call from Sean. And it turns out, you know, Sean, he said, of course I thought about it for a minute. You know, anybody in my situation would think about, should I get something? Should I get some food? And, you know, people are encouraging him, don't give it back. And he's like, you know what? That's not how I was raised. I'm going to give it back. And to me, when somebody does the right thing, when they're in such a vulnerable situation, it just says even more about them.
Exactly.
So Evelyn's granddaughter wants to show her appreciation for that. She had already decided to do a fundraiser for her birthday. It was like a drive-through fundraiser, like for a good deed. And they decided, obviously, to go to Sean. And they end up raising $475 that day. Well, people keep asking, what can we do? This is the little girl's name is Michaela. So they keep asking Michaela, what else can we do? We want to help Sean. This is such a great investment. This guy, he's still trying to do handiwork, but he's been hit really hard by the pandemic, and he's gone the longest he's ever gone in his life without shelter. At this point, they've raised $45,000 for him, which I think is really cool.
Wow! That is so awesome. You know, like you said, people in varying plights, and this is commendable, because this talks about character. You know, you're often asked, it's not what you do in the light as much as when you do in private. And this man, of course, being very honest, and you can't blame him for thinking about it for a moment. You know, do I put it in my pocket and walk on? Or do I return it to its rightful owner? And he made the right choice, and here he is. He's blessed with, this kind of, you know, consciousness-freeing gift of $30,000. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it, whereas before, I'm sure, the toll that it would have taken on his conscience. So this is something to talk about amongst your family members, to realize that, look, character counts. And in this case, from a homeless man, what a great teaching. And here, it pays so far. And little did he know when he did the right thing that we'd be talking about it this morning on the show and blessing all our listeners with, with an act of kindness and love and respect, you know, from a man who's down and out. Sam, this is an awesome story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Now, this next one, we've got a father with terminal cancer. I remember reading about this. This is incredible. He completes the Ironman triathlon. Explain, now he did this to inspire his 7-year-old daughter, but, explain what this triathlon has been. I've been around the triathlon, not that I've participated in myself. I've sponsored people and have helped train people, training for the triathlon and stuff like that. This is a grueling test of physicality, isn't it?
To me, these people must be superhuman. It, like, it still boggles my mind that this is a real competition. I'm like, the fact that anybody could finish this. But Jay Hewitt, he has finished this under 14 hours after two brain surgeries, 30 radiation sessions, and a year of chemo. Wow. He had always planned on doing it when his daughter was 10. But Hewitt, he's 39 years old now, found out
he found out in 2018 that he had terminal brain cancer, and he decided to push it up. And this is something that he had always wanted to do since he saw the Ironman marathon when he was little himself. Mm-hmm. And he, so, you know, he's like, I'm going to push it up. I always wanted to show her that she could do anything. This is what, you know, inspired me in the first place. His daughter's name is actually Hero, which I think is appropriate naming.
Exactly.
Let me
share with you, Sam, one of my dramatic experiences with the Ironman. This was on TV. A young lady named Julie Moss, she was leading the women's division far and away. I mean, it was like, okay, she's going to win. All of a sudden, her body shuts down. And she goes down like as if she, you know, like a deer shot. I mean, she went down and gave out and then, you know, tried to gather her senses and, you know, get back on her feet again and, of course, fell. And, I mean, and she was like less than a mile away at the finish of the, you know, of the triathlon, which is, you know, the marathon, the 26.2 mile run, right? And so she's going, she's crawling, people are trying to help her, and of course, which is kind of illegal. But I'm telling you, you're watching this and you are in tears for this young girl. And you're thinking, what? But she would not quit. She, you know, they tried to get her off the course, and nope, she was bound and determined she was going to finish. Well, of course, within that last mile or so, she's eventually passed by, you know, the number two and number three. I think she ended up like in maybe fifth or sixth place overall. She ends up crawling across the finish line. Now, Sam, to watch this, I will be upfront with you. I mean, because her body, you know, everything gave out. I mean, things started, you know, she was a mess. I mean, you know, her body just let go. So you can only imagine. So if you ever watch that footage, well, I'll tell you, it is beyond inspiring. And it just so happened that about, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years after that, I had the opportunity. It was really an honor to meet her. And, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, I will never forget your courage, your commitment. I mean, all that you represented, you know, of athleticism and those of us who, you know, work hard for an ordeal like, you know, and a goal like this father with terminal cancer, you know, it's such an inspiration. So you got to YouTube that. I don't think they've canceled that. But Julie Moss is her name, and you will be blessed. All right. Now let's talk about this Wendy's manager making a difference. One, I love you at a time. Tell us about this.
So this Wendy's manager, this is at Oak Harbor Mission. Her name's April DiDonna. She decided, this started back in October, actually. It's just, she began saying, I love you to different customers. It just kind of became a random thing, and then she got really positive feedback from a customer. So now she does it, and she, every time somebody says it back, she puts a little tally on the wall, and so far there's 2,549 things that are on the wall. And one of the things that... one of the parts of the story that I thought was really touching is one of her customers, when this first started out, was out in her car. She happened to see this customer outside, and she was crying after April had told her this. And she's like, you know, what's going on? And the customer's husband had died recently. And she says, you know, I don't ever hear anybody tell me I love me anymore.
Oh, gosh.
And, or, you know, I love you anymore. And so this is something that she's saying that we should do. We should choose love and focus on that, and it'll really change things for each other. And I think we all should maybe follow that advice these days. I think it makes the whole country a better place.
Well, especially where we are right now, we're so bruised by COVID, loneliness, depression, that it's been a very trying year, to say the least, that with all that we can endure. And amazing how three words could be so powerful, Sam.
That's right.
I mean, we should try that, huh? We should use. Let's all commit to saying, "Hey, I love you" at least one time. Okay, tell your husband I said I love you, but not to be threatened. Okay. Because I always feel that way about you. You're so sweet, Samantha Mile. Right here,
last
the good
year
news girl.
Was a brutal wake-up call, and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid?